Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer and coach, Miss Donna.
Happy Sunday and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is Sunday, July 17th, 2022. We're broadcasting live from the wonderful city of Atlanta. This evening, we will continue our conversation about you do not have to be bound by your past. And this is part two. So stay tuned, okay? All right, so since the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway, I will certainly provide that answer. Etiquette is a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Now, who we have to thank for this is Charles I and II of England, because they copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And you know what? These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So kudos out to Charles I and II. And I would like to, you probably heard a Stevie Wonder singing. And I want to thank him. Stevie, thank you for singing Happy Birthday to me. And guys, I do want to say thank you so much for the Happy Birthday shout outs I received on yesterday. It was actually yesterday, and I certainly do appreciate that. And I do want to just take a moment to remember someone very special who shared the birthday with me, my nephew. We lost him last year, and he and I had the same birthday, and so we certainly do miss him, but I just really wanted to just start the show by saying that. Well, listen, if you did not have an opportunity to hear our show on last Sunday, now 2 Sundays ago, it actually replayed last Sunday. I was a little under the weather, and so we did replay the broadcast from 2 weeks ago, and hopefully you had an opportunity to listen to that show. It was very empowering. It was part one of You Do Not Have to Be Bound by Your Past, and it was just absolutely an amazing conversation. We're going to continue that conversation, but you know, remember, when we're talking about the past, our special guest certainly told us a lot about, you know, the past and how to move past the past, if you will. And, you know, to remember that God has everything we need to move forward. And so that means we can really move forward to our future. But the only way we can do that is to leave our past behind, okay? So I want to tell you a little bit about our special guest. I'm so glad she had an opportunity to return. Her Excellency, Chief Dr. Uwa Asimiri, is the founder and president of the African Women Mobilization Commission, which is a nonprofit organization mobilizing women to become leaders through training, conferencing, and global engagement. She's been featured in the Detroit News as one of Michigan's most influential women, Atlanta's own Voyage magazine, and many other publications. Using her unique experience as a Nigerian woman and a survivor of the trauma of war and sexual assault, she has lectured at Wayne State University, Oakland University, Michigan State University, University of Phoenix, Emory University, and countless secondary and grammar schools. Dr. Osimiri's earnings of a doctorate degree in physics or natural theology and doctoral research in clinical psychology, as well as being the author, has granted her the knowledge and experience to help others dive deep into the struggles of the mind and bring out the average person's full potential. And I want to just immediately go to her. Dr. Osimiri, welcome back. Happy Sunday to you. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Donna, and a happy birthday to you. I just found out today that it's your birthday, so I hope that your family have surrounded you and spoiled you. That's what should happen on our birthday.
It was wonderful. Thank you so much for that. It was wonderful. But yes, I'm just so, you know, I'm just so delighted that you are joining us again. We got a lot of wonderful comments. And guys, I know I just jump right in, and I usually do that when I'm excited. And so you can certainly join the conversation as well by calling 516-418-5894. 516-418-5894. You can send your email if you prefer to do that. Just drop us a line or two at etiquetteladiesplural@gmail.com. Okay, so Dr. Osimiri, again, I'm welcome back. And I know you want to just jump in here, and you can just start at wherever you would like to start. I know we're talking today also about there are 10 solutions to every problem. And, of course, you know, we know when we have problems, we're generally looking, trying to find one solution, right? So it is really exciting. You know, it's just going to be very exciting to know that not only can we identify one, but we can identify an additional 9. How about that? I know everyone is waiting for that. So you can just jump in and get started wherever you'd like to get started. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for this invitation to speak with you and your listening audience again. I give thanks to Divine Mind for this wonderful opportunity that we call today. Let me start by greeting everyone in my native Nigerian language, Dewo. Dewo is an Igbo Nigerian word that means long life to you, and this is what I pray for each and every one of you. Thank you again for joining this program today. Yes, when we speak about not being bound by yesterday, what we are really talking about is the need for change. We're speaking of change. Now, I grant you, change is not a very easy thing to do. As you well know, it's quite challenging for a lot of people, but even though it's scary, it is a critical aspect of growth. It is essential for your personal growth. If you intend to emphasize on your future, then you've got to engage in change, as frightening as it is. But I do want to add a little caveat here. Some studies have shown that one of the reasons why people get stuck in the past is not always because of a negative something. Sometimes it's because the past reminds us of happier times and things that we have lost. So it's important to note that being stuck in the past is not always associated with those negative things that we think the past represents. But it's also because people are stuck in happier times. And if things in their lives are not working like they wanted to work in the present, then depression sets in. It's called rumination, you know. So they go back in the past for those wishing, for those things, those happy moments. And if it's not happening presently, you know, they become depressed. In my language, it's called onoma. When you see somebody who's depressed, we call the person, we say that the person is onoma. You know, they're depressed. There's an Igbo Nigerian proverb that states, Ife onyena chokofu. I use a lot of proverbs in my presentations when I speak anywhere because I was raised that way. My father and my parents just used proverbs to teach us things. So I just adopted it, and whatever I do, I always go back to it because there are some little snippets and nuggets in there that help to address some of the things that we face in life. If one you're not chokofu, what you seek, so shall you find, which is a reminder of the law of correspondence. This law lets us know that what we are is what we attract. If you're a negative person, you're going to attract negativity like magnet or boomerang. You know, if you're a happy person, on the other hand, you have trapped happiness. So this law is always activated by your dominant thought patterns. Whatever it is you're thinking about, you know, on a regular basis, we activate the law of correspondence, and it will keep you stuck in whatever dominant thought patterns you've got. So evoking your past excessively causes you to live in it psychologically. It confines you in a time gone by and have left you behind, but you feverishly trying to turn the wheels of time to take you back there, okay? So for some of us, it is because of happier times. We want to go back to when things were just perfect, when things were less, we had less drama. But for some of us, it is a time that just can't let us go. But the primary purpose, and I want to go back to the law of correspondence, the primary purpose of this law is to show you that where you are in your consciousness and give you the opportunity to lift yourself out of where you are and into where you want to be. Here's another proverb, Igbo proverb. You say, Nkwere sima madha jagaya ojo onwe ya. I'll say that again. Nkwere sima madha jagaya ojo onwe ya. This is an instructive folklore about the red-headed lizard who fell from the tall iroko tree and hit the ground. I don't know how many of you have ever seen a red-headed lizard, but it's part of an African folklore. Now, mind you, if you've ever seen an iroko tree, those of you who may have visited Africa, you see the iroko tree. It's a very, very tall, tall tree. So for the lizard to fall from this tree and hit the ground and not get injured and not get killed, he felt quite powerful. He thought it was quite a feat. So seeking validation, he looked around to see if anyone saw what he had just achieved. Well, nobody had, and so nobody praised him. He then began to nod as if to say, if nobody will praise me, then I'll praise myself. And that is why the red-headed lizard is always nodding in self-admiration and adulation. And we both have that same attitude about us. You can do a lot of good things. You can want the right adjustment for your thoughts and actions. It's really truly up to you. Don't look for validation, which is what we do. Who's going to say this and that about us? Who's going to encourage us to do what we are quite capable of doing? You see, so if you seek prosperity beyond what you have experienced in the past, if you want to become successful, then you must change your thinking to reflect those things that you want, those things that you crave. There are so many people who live and die never experiencing anything greater than what was given to them in the past. If you're born into failure, if you were born into failure, struggle, and limitation, you do not have to stay there. You must not declare inherited, I call it inherited restrictions. You must not stay there. I have a very dear friend of mine, unfortunately, she's passed on. And she had a very abusive mother. Her mother didn't have a kind word for her under any circumstances. I observed that. As a child, her mother compared her to her older sister, who seemed to be her favorite. So she got the hand-me-downs from her sister, even to the point that she had to wear her sister's prom dress to her prom. Her mother refused to buy her own dress to wear to the prom. She had to wear her sister's dress, which was a tad too big for her. And she showed me the dress, actually. She kept it. The date that she had for that prom was quite displeased with the way she looked. That he turned around and left her standing by the door, and she never did go to her prom. In turn, her sister treated her poorly, and her mother treated her. So years later, her sister got married and moved away. And then my friend, her name is Claudia, when her mother got sick, she was left to provide her with companionship and care. She brought her mom to her house. And I remember her telling me that her mother would say, "I don't need you to take care of me. I want your sister." She would scream and spit on her. My friend could have been bitter. She could have been vengeful. But she didn't. She said that was her past. She instead thought that this is my mother. I'm going to do the best that I can for her because she's not well. So instead of being bitter, instead of looking back at what her mother did, she chose to do something different. She chose to show her mother some joy and love while she was alive. You know, she says that I'm not concerned whether she appreciates me or not. It is irrelevant to me what she did in the past. I choose who I am going to be. I choose what matters to me. So her mother never seemed to appreciate her even on her dying bed. But my friend felt at peace. So she exemplified what the law of correspondence is. What you think is what's going to come back to you. So she was at peace. After her mother passed, she didn't worry too much about her mom. And one other thing about her was, if I ever felt that I wanted to just discuss all the negative things I may have experienced, she didn't want to hear it. She would tell me, "Hold the phone, I'll be right back." And I'll wait on that phone and wait and wait and wait, and she'll never come back. And then I'll call her back, and she'll pick up the phone, and she says, "Well, if you're going to dwell in your past, I don't have to be a part of your past. I want to know what is exciting about your life. What do you want to do beyond that? Don't take me back there." So that's the law of correspondence. It will move you from the height towards, from the lowly place you may be to a higher consciousness. You absolutely cannot attract anything better, however, until you can better lift your thoughts. And that's what I want people to know today. Lift your hopes clear of what has happened in the past. Boost yourself. Train yourself to mentally look for those good things that you want and the goodwill that you want. It will come back. It will boomerang back. I never, you know, people ask me, "Well, you know, given all the experiences you had, well, how come it doesn't bother you?" I said, "Because I left it behind. I had to." It's like you take a luggage, you know, because we all carry baggage, you know, but you've got to empty out. You can't take your baggage with you because it gets too heavy. As you're carrying it, it weighs you down. You never move forward. So you have to empty out. Take all those negative things, just leave them behind. I know it's not easy. Leave them behind. If your focus, of course, is on negative things that happen to you. Here again, if your focus is on all those positive things and you're negating, you're ignoring the positives that you can have right here at the moment, then that's not a good thing either. Okay? So anyway, here are some of the things that we talked about, like the 10 things that we can do, you know, to change our mindset, to make sure that the law of correspondence applies to you in a positive way. Here's another proverb. Madu maruwea o maribokati. When you know yourself, when you understand yourself, when you know what your emotions are, what triggers you, then you know where you're going. I'm not ever telling anybody to ignore bad memories or pretend like it never happened, okay? Because traumatic experiences just don't go away. They kind of stick there, all right? But acknowledge them. That's the first thing you do. Acknowledge them. You simply need to know what they are and begin to school yourself on substituting them with positive thinking. You know, if negativity meets you, don't stay there. Think about, okay, how do I come out of this? It's a process. You know, sometimes I tell people, if you want to solve a problem, become a third person. Pretend that this is happening to somebody else. And now you're the one who's going to solve the problem. So you talk to this person. Look at this person. Look at the situation that the person is in. Look at what happened to this person. Pretend that you're the person teaching them what to do. And after you've told them what to do, you do it. You bring yourself back in as the first person and then do what you asked that person to do as a third person. So know yourself. Know your triggers. Know what causes your emotions. Understand it. I'm not saying don't look at the negative things, but start asking yourself, how do I get out of this? And one more thing I want to say, understand, if you're here, that means you were able to overcome what happened in the past to some degree. You made it thus far. So you just have to find out, how did I get here, and work through it and keep the positive thinking going. Now you have to get control of intrusive thoughts. Now, many of you, as you know, and that happens to me too, you know, I can be in the middle, you know, we tend to react to what is upsetting us in the moment, you know. That's all we need to do. React to what is upsetting you in the moment. But we must not drag things from the past, intrusive thoughts, into what we're experiencing now. They're usually adverse, extremely upsetting thoughts. And they just bust into your brains frequently when you're already disturbed. You know, how many of you, when you're having an argument with your husband, with your daughter, with your son, with whosoever, now there's a problem on the ground that you are arguing about. But all of a sudden, you throw something that happened in the past. You get so tangled up, you don't even remember what you were upset about, because now you're talking about the past. And the person you're having an argument or conversation or discussion with has no clue what you're talking about because you're jumping up and down. Those are intrusive thoughts that come into play in the middle of what you're experiencing in the moment. Then we just allow those past things to come in and confuse you, and you just get confused and stuck. So it's important to gain control. That's the second thing you always want to do. Get control of intrusive thoughts. In the middle of whatever challenge you're having, address the immediate challenge. Don't let those thoughts come in and confuse matters. And they do, and you all know, many of you have experienced exactly what I'm talking about. You know, here's the other thing. And we sometimes look at bad experiences as so bad that we don't know that we're actually learning. The universe has already mapped out what direction your life is going to go. Sometimes the experiences are going to be very positive, but sometimes they're going to be very negative. Right? But it's all part of experiences that has been lined up for your life. So you're going to have to take the good and you take the bad. The bad experiences, you learn lessons. All life experiences teach you lessons when you're open to learning them. You know, when you sulk and you just go on and on and on and on about something that's wrong, what somebody did to you, you know, you're not learning anything. You're not letting those bad experiences teach you. Unfortunately, for many of us, it takes a few repeats of the same mistake to learn the lesson. These bad experiences sometimes repeat themselves, so you get it. Good or bad experiences, you know, help us to learn lessons from a better sense of judgment, so we can form a better sense of judgment. How do you know what's right if you don't know what's wrong? So bad judgment seems to stick with us longer as a lesson learned because we really do not want to keep repeating it. So if we have bad experiences, sometimes we don't want to repeat it. So if it repeats itself, we learn from it and we move forward. And it sticks to us a lot longer, unfortunately, because we don't want to keep repeating it, you know. The next thing is eliminating victim mentality. Okay, so it happened to you. If not you, then who? That's the question I always ask. Yes, it happened to you. But is it better that it happened to somebody else? It had to happen to you. you know, victim mentality is very toxic. It's the notion that your current circumstances in life are the way they are because of someone else, external forces, things that you couldn't help, things you can't help. But this kind of mentality is not a good one, because instead of us taking responsibility for what is happening to us or what happened to us, we want to blame it on somebody else or someone else. He did it, she did it, it's always somebody. But what happens when you do that is that you are never going to find happiness. Because as long as you don't take responsibility and try to solve your problem, happiness will miss you. Remember the law that I talked about. If you do not take responsibility, then you are going to be stuck where you are. So don't always play a victim. Victimization, that victim mentality gets you stuck. You forfeit your control and responsibility over certain situations, you know, because it's somebody else's fault. We blame our spouses, we blame our children, we blame our partner, we blame everybody for our misery. And I know of some individuals who blame their parents for their condition in the world. They blame their parents for their bad genetics. It's my parents' fault because I look the way I do. If I can't lose weight, it's because my family. If we can't move forward, we want to blame society. And society causing our financial hardship, and many people don't even want to learn about financial literacy. No clue how to manage money. But it's society's fault. Now, for some of you, what I just said may sound familiar. If this makes sense to you, it's because you've been through that. You've been here before. And that means that you are stuck in victim mentality. Now, being a victim, something happening to you in the past, it shouldn't define you. You're not supposed to be a victim always. You're not supposed to be a victim forever. Because quite frankly, you've got the capacity. There's an African proverb that says, Munachiso, I am one with God. That means I walk with power. And if you have that as a mindset, then you know that you're strong and you can survive anything. Every one of us have a responsibility. If you haven't done it, do it today. Do it after this program. Write a daily motivation. Write something that motivates you on a daily basis. It could be one. It could be one motivational statement that you say every day. You repeat it every day because what that reminds you is, I got this. I can overcome this. For me, this is my motivational words that I share every day with myself. When I stand in the mirror and I repeat it to myself, Thank you, God, for this wonderful opportunity called today. Today I'm going to move my mind and my body in your perfecting presence. Right where I am, you are. You are the power. That means I'm powerful. Your love, your joy, I am all of that. I am a manifestation of you, the divine. Greater is your power, your love, and your joy in me than any condition in the world. We have to have something that motivates us every single day. If you don't have that, you're going to fall. You're going to become a victim of circumstances. What happens sometimes, yeah. And I'm sure many of you can attest to it. You get out of the door. Before you get out of the door, you're already prepared. You know you're going to have a good day until you step out there and somebody says something to you. All they have to do is look at you the wrong way, say something the wrong way, you don't look good, what's wrong with your hair, whatever. Then all of a sudden, your whole world just turns. And that's why you have to have some motivational words that you repeat to yourself that prepares you for what people are going to say when you leave your home. Okay, so you take control, charge of your life. The other thing that is in the number six. I beg your pardon?
Dr. Osemene. Okay, we're going to get ready to take a break, but I do want to say I so agree with you. I'm a firm believer in affirmations and declarations, and like you're saying, it's so important to make sure that you do that before you even leave, because like you said, you know, if you haven't, you know, affirmed yourself or spoke affirmations and declarations, you know, and I think of what you were saying about the weakness and the strength. There's an actual scripture, of course. This is in, you know, in in my weakness, he is made strong. So we might be weak on our own, but through God, his strength will strengthen us. And I so agree with you because, you know, if you, and I called it, you know, I call it being girded up, you know, in the morning and with prayer and meditation and declaration and praise and worship. That's just kind of what I go through in the morning. But by the time you leave out, or like you said, you speak to somebody, if they say something kind of crazy to you, okay, it won't really offend you or affect you in any way. But, you know, like you said, if you haven't taken the time to do that, then that one little thing can trigger you. Oh, what happened to your hair? Oh, it doesn't look right. And then that kind of ruins your day for the day. So, oh, gosh. Guys, if you are just joining us, oh, my goodness, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I see you on the switchboard. We're coming to your calls. I certainly did not want to stop the flow of Dr. Osemene. But we will continue this conversation. And, of course, if you did join us late, no worries. You will be able to go back and listen to this show in its entirety, okay? So don't worry about that. And you'll certainly want to do that anyway. I apologize I didn't ask you guys to take out some note-taking equipment because I knew we were going to be receiving a lot of wonderful information. I know I've been taking notes myself. But we're going to take a quick break. We are going to come to the phone. We're going to start answering some of the questions, and we're going to let Dr. Osemene continue. Okay, so we'll be right back in just a moment. Don't go away. It's just too exciting. We'll be right back.
Hey, guys. If you have children or know someone who does, listen up. Miss Donna has worked with youth and parents, building confidence and self-esteem for over 30 years. She is a John Maxwell certified master level trainer and coach, as well as a certified DISC trainer. Since numerous parents have asked Donna for advice regarding their children and teens, during this challenging time, she is offering special coaching sessions right now. Participating in these sessions will help your youth to become more inspired and motivated during the pandemic and beyond. Testimonial. Sarai Blue says, Miss Donna's training motivated, uplifted, and encouraged my children, ages 5, 9, and 15, and they are excited and feeling confident again. If you are interested or know someone who is, quickly go to www.missdonnaspeaks.com. That's www.missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Click coaching, then contact, and complete requested info, or send an email to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. DonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Hurry, space is limited.
According to the American Diabetes Association, the strongest evidence for diabetes prevention comes from the Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP, demonstrated that an intensive lifestyle intervention could reduce the incidence of type 2 diabetes by 58% over 3 years. Hannah Michelle's dream was to become a published author by her high school graduation date, and she did. Beautifully Imperfect by Hannah Michelle is a book written by a young girl navigating her way through life and expressing her emotions through her poetry. This book addresses topics that we will all experience, such as acceptance, racism, and grief. Beautifully Imperfect was written to remind readers that although life has its trials and tribulations, we are all indeed beautifully imperfect. Go to Amazon.com, type in Beautifully Imperfect by Hannah Michelle, To secure your copy today, again, go to Amazon.com, type in Beautifully Imperfect by Hannah Michelle, and secure your copy today. We are all beautifully imperfect.
Welcome to ProMixGlobal.com. ProMix Global will help solve your audio recording and production needs, whether it's song recording, mixing and mastering, CDs, commercials, IVRs, audiobooks, or general voiceovers. ProMix Global is the choice for you. Your project will be delivered on time and on budget. For additional information or to schedule your studio time, go to www.promixglobal.com. Once again, www.promixglobal.com.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
We are back and we are engaged in a wonderful conversation with Dr. Osimiri. She is just blessing us with so many nuggets. We're not only talking about how you're not to be bound by your past because you don't have to, and she is giving us, as I mentioned, some nuggets. We're talking about 10 solutions for every problem, and she is certainly breaking each and every one of them down. I'm going to go ahead and go to the phone. We're going to start picking up some of our callers, and I do want to discuss some of the messages that we've received as well. I will identify you by the last four digits in your phone number. You will know that I am speaking with you, okay? Extension 1328, the last four digits of the phone number is 1328. Hello? Hello, last four digits, 1328.
Hello.
Hello, hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. This is absolutely wonderful. I want to wish you a happy belated birthday. And for the doctor, I've just fallen in love with her. I've been listening to her. I listened to the first one, and then I listened to the rerun, and now I'm listening to this one.
Thank you
so very much. I have been through a lot as well in my life as others. And someone had asked me one time, like, how can you just forget that? And to actually hear someone to actually hear someone break it down the way that you're doing it, it's not that you forget, it's a choice to move on. And if you don't have that choice, as you said, you will stay back in the past. And I do agree, Doctor, just as you stated, it could be a wonderful thing that you're thinking of in the past, but that can also cause you more problems and more pain because it's the past. You can't make that happen again right now. You can only make your future happy and create new memories and more beautiful times. So I really, really want to thank you for that, and also let me know that I'm not nuts. I guess I am trying to live my life the way that I should go to make it better. So I really want to thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. And yes, you're doing the right thing. Move forward. I just wanted to add this. This is the sixth point I was trying to make. You know, we all need to practice forgiveness because a lot of things that happen to our past, you know, are things that people have done to us, you know, and we hold on to those things, you know. So practicing forgiveness allows us, it doesn't mean that, you know, you forget what was done to you or that you want to allow it to happen again. It just means that different things, you know, that just letting go of resentment and thoughts of revenge, You know, I didn't know how many of you want. I just want to get back at them. I just want to get back. Yeah, yeah, that's a natural reaction to something negative. Mm-hmm. But the act that of hurt or offend you might always be with you, but forgiveness can lessen its grip on you. And it would allow you to help to free yourself from the control of the person who has harmed you. And that's just the thing. When people do things and you hold on to it, that harm continues because you're holding on to it. Even if it's not happening right there and then, you know, it's still happening in a sense because you're holding on to it. So that's why, you know, when you talk about practicing forgiveness, you know, it leads you to the feelings of understanding, empathy, compassion, you know, for the one who hurt you. You know, I mean, when you forgive someone, it doesn't mean that you want them back in your life necessarily. You start looking at them, wow, I'm not really the problem. I feel sorry for you. You really have an issue. It doesn't mean to forget or excuse the harm that was done to you, you know. And like I said, you don't have to make up with them, you know. But what it does do is it brings some kind of peace to you. It helps you go on with your life. So that's right. So move on with your life. I'm glad you could head in that direction.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your call and your comments. And, guys, it's not too late for you. You can certainly get in on the conversation at 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. Dr. Osemiri, I'm sure that you are just really, your information is really blessing people this evening, and that's what we really like to do on this show, to encourage and inspire and just uplift and this is just wonderful. I'm going to go 4461, the last four digits of your number, 4461. Hello? 4461. Okay, they may be just simply listening, which that's fine. Sometimes people are not allowed to, or they can't stream for one reason or other, and they may just call to listen. So that's perfectly fine. We'd certainly don't want to prevent anyone from being able to ingest this wonderful, wonderful, life-changing information. I'm going to read a couple messages here. There's one that says, Miss Donna, I am married to a negative husband. He thinks and speaks negatively all the time. It's hard to ignore him, although I try to encourage him in a positive way. Nothing seems to work. Please help, Anonymous. Okay.
You know, one of the 8 points that I wanted to make is that we must always surround ourselves with positivity. But sometimes that's quite difficult if you're living with somebody who's very negative, you know. But the best way to move forward from negativity is to surround yourself with positivity, you know. If the person that you're married to is negative, but you love them, and you don't want to live, you can't live without them, it may well be you will continue to present them with a positive aspect of living, all right? Sometimes with this intimacy, well, you know, my spouse is not doing this, he's not doing that, you know. Sometimes you have to introduce to them the alternative. And let's bear in mind one thing. Some of the individuals that are negative have experienced negativity in their lives, and that's all they know. And that's where they draw their strength, you know. So we may have to be the ones, as painful and as annoying as it may be, you know. It's important that we don't give up on that person unless it becomes something that's threatening, life-threatening, you know, physically and mentally. That's where you have to call it a day and move away. But if you bear in mind that negative people, for the most part, are negative because they've learned to be negative, you know, and they are, you know, they have a sense of victim, you know, that I talked about earlier, you know, people who have victim personality. So you may want to check he may actually have a victim mentality, you know, something may have happened to him and it's somebody's fault and he's going back to that, you know. And such a person may also need to see a professional, you know, because, quite frankly, what they're experiencing, maybe just based on what they experience expressing, maybe something that they have experienced. They don't know anything about positivity, and so they don't know how to express it. They may have to have some help, you know. I would recommend if such a person is in your life and you want some positivity, you either you ignore the negativity and continuously present the positivity, or it may be that that individual really could use some psychological help, you know, some counseling. Sometimes that helps. A lot of times, actually, that helps.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for sending that message. And I certainly, you know, believe that that will help you. So thank you again for sharing. Here's one, let's see, Miss Donna, happy birthday, and I wish you many more. I listened to part one, and your guest, Dr. O, had an amazing story. I look forward to what she shares in part two. Also, thank you for what you do with your unique programming. This comes from Celeste in New York. Celeste, thank you so much for that. I certainly appreciate it. And guys, if you are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are talking to Dr. O'Simmery. This is the second time she's joined us. And listen, you'll want to definitely go back and listen to this show in its entirety. With the post of this particular show, part one, has also been embedded into this post as well. So you'll be able to go back and listen to part one as well. And listen, you will certainly want to do that, okay? I want to make sure that you are able to offer all the points that you would like to. So I'm going to let you continue, Dr. O'Simmery, and I already see we're probably going to go over. So guys, I'm just going to kind of give you the heads up right now because I do want to talk about a fundraiser that is very, very important that Dr. O'Simmery, she heads this for her organization. I really want to talk about that as well. So Dr. O'Simmery, go ahead because I certainly would like for you to have and would like to share.
Yes. Thank you. I just, the number 8, I want to just reiterate that. If you want to be happy, if you want to find happiness, all right, be positive and surround yourself with positive people. Now, I'm talking about those of us who have negative people who are friends, people who don't believe in you, people who think that when you're trying to do something for yourself, when you're trying to make headway, that you don't have the right to do so, because quite frankly, happiness is something that not everybody catches, not everybody understands the purpose of happiness, because when you're happy, you know, you're more inclined to do good things, you're more inclined to move forward. When you're sad, when you're negative, you're more inclined to be stuck. So you want to be on the side of happiness. So if you have individuals who are around you and are always talking negative stuff, you don't need them. You don't need to be around. And at that point, if you accept negative people around you, then you can't blame them. You can talk about what people are doing to you when you allow it. So I say to everybody, if you want to be happy, not easy, yes, you know, because some of the people you love will be negative. All right? If it's a spouse, as I said earlier, get them some help. But those other hangers-on who have nothing but negative things to say, let them go. Let them go. Move forward. Be on the side of happiness. It's your life. You only have one. Don't let anybody take any aspect of it away from you. Seek professional help when needed. Seek professional help. People have a tendency to shy away from getting professional help. That's the nice thing you must do. If you get to the point and you find that you're just not, you know, you've tried everything you possibly can on your own, and it's just not working. You're still upset all the time, and life is passing you by, and you just don't know what to do with yourself. Seek professional help. It's part of your health. Health is not just about your physical well-being. Your mental well-being is part of that. If physically, physiologically, you're okay, it doesn't mean you're healthy.
Because mentally, if you're not healthy up there, you're still going to be sick because your mental health will impact your physical health. So if you find that, you know, depression is setting in, and don't be bashful about it. That's why they went to school. That's why we're all professionals. Get on the phone. Find a psychologist, you know, that can help you. Find a life coach. I'm a life coach. Give me a call. I'll give you my number later on. There are lots of people who can help you, you know. So don't feel you have to stay stuck. And I think Ms. Donna said it earlier, meditate. Meditation is one thing you must do. If you're not doing it, you must do it because it allows your body, you know, it can be as long and as short as you want it, but what it does, it allows your body to take a break from all the noise of the world. You just want to take a break from the noise of the world and concentrate on your heartbeat. Work from your feet all of the way to your head. Take a moment and just be. Just be. Play some sound, you know, some music, whatever it is that, you know, keeps you calm. And just let your family know that you have to take a moment. This is your moment. Take it and get quiet somewhere. And you will find that's what meditation does. Meditation has a way of calming you and letting you not concentrate on things that bother you. It just allows your mind to rest for a moment. There's so many other things, so many things you can do in terms of meditation. It, you know, you can always find out what works best for you and do it. And I want to say this in conclusion before we talk about the fundraiser. It is always important that we all remember that we are in charge of our peace. We are in charge of our peace, and we must act accordingly to make sure we have peace in our lives. It is not the responsibility of anyone else. Your life is evolving. Our lives are evolving. Every single day brings something, and we need to see these new things to grow. Going backwards will not allow us to grow. If you're constantly resisting change that must come, maybe that you're stuck in the past. And the past is not where you want to be. Whether it's refusing to try new things or clinging to old traditions, resistance to change can prevent you from growing. So please, from henceforward, take control of your peace. Don't blame someone else for lack thereof. It is your responsibility. Your life is evolving. Move with it. And so it is.
Wow. Thank you so much. Listeners, I probably didn't stress enough that this was just going to be amazing, life-altering, life-changing, just such a blessing. And I certainly thank you so much, Dr. Osemeri. And guys, this won't, I promise you, this won't be the last time you hear her because she's just made such a great impact. And I want to discuss just for a few moments the organization that you heard in part of my introduction of her, the organization, which is the African Women Commission. And I want her to talk about that a little bit. And something just touched my heart when she was saying that she was responsible for 4 camps of children in Nigeria and how she receives a call, you know, daily that one of the children has passed away. And it just, really, I think a couple of days ago, I think, was it?
Yeah.
Dr. Osemeri,
yeah.
I think it was 3.
About 3 days
I think
ago,
I...
we lost 3 kids at the camp.
Yeah.
We lose them
every
day. Somebody's dying. And I just want to say that the African Women Mobilization Commission is an organization that is focused on empowering women and girls to be the best version of themselves. And we do so by training, providing training, and we do philanthropic work in Africa and here in the United States. But the one that we're doing right now in Africa is in Nigeria, and it's in Maiduguri, Borno State, Maiduguri. Maiduguri has 4 camps that we're responsible for, and we have a total of 1,100 children and about 889 women. These are victims of the Boko Haram terrorist group. I don't know how many of you are familiar with that. What they do is they go to these villages and they kill the husbands and rape the women and sometimes take the little girls to make wives of them or just rape them and hand them over. These women are traumatized and they go to these camps. And unfortunately, the problem with the camps is, the temperature is extremely high. And they live outside. Some of them, all they have for shelter is clothing. I mean, is the use of cloth to create a little shelter. But they don't have water. They don't have food to eat. So you've got children going 7 long days up with no food, no water. Some women peeing in the mouths of their children just to get them to, to drink something because they don't even have cups. I'm not exaggerating. This is real. And every single day where they're calling me to let me know somebody has passed away or 2 children have passed away, So what we're doing is we're fundraising. We're so excited. And thank you so much, Don, for joining us today to see these ladies who are doing remarkable work with these camps. So our fundraiser is designed to obviously feed them. We understand that one of the things that's most important is not just training and all those extra things that are important. Those are important. But what's important, too, is that we look at those people who on their own cannot make it, people who are vulnerable, such as women. And some of these little girls are going in the streets and begging for money, and these men are taking advantage of them, raping them, and they come back to the camps and they're pregnant. And so you can imagine to be 12 years old or 10 years old and you're pregnant and you have no food. I mean, that is what horror movies are made of. So these are the kinds of things that people that we're trying to help. And we can really help, use every help we can to feed them. We just did about 2 weeks ago, we fed about 600 in each camp. But there's so much more. Every time we come, more of them are arriving. So it's getting quite overwhelming. But if you can go to AfricanWomenCommission.net and go to our fundraiser, GoFundMe fundraiser, you will see where, you learn about the fundraiser, and whatever support you can give us will be so appreciated.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, that is just, and that's amazing work that you're doing. And like you said, it may sound to a lot of people that just can't be happening in today's world, but obviously it is. Yeah. And wow. Well, again, yeah. I want to certainly thank you so much for coming on and just blessing the audience. I do want to, guys, we're going to, if you're streaming live, you may lose us in about 2 minutes, but I do respect when you guys send messages and call, so I want to try to go ahead and complete those. Here's one that says, Miss Donna, thanks for what you do with your show. I've listened for 2 years, and your content is always encouraging. God bless you, Marvin in Atlanta. Marvin, thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. And let me just scroll here and see what else we have here. Miss Donna, happy belated birthday, and I really enjoyed Dr. Osimiri's story last show. I'm looking forward to her return, Kaylee in D.C. Thank you, Kaylee. I certainly appreciate that. And, yes, it's just been amazing. It's been absolutely amazing to be here. Okay, here is one. Miss Donna, happy birthday to you. I'm really looking forward to what Dr. Osimiri will say today. When I have a problem, I try to find a solution. So I'm looking forward to hearing how I can have 10 solutions. That's good. Thank you. And this comes from Franklin in Spokane, Washington. Franklin, thank you so much. Yes, so now you know how to have 10 solutions. How about that? So this has just been amazing. And I cannot stress to you enough to make sure that you are going to certainly want to go back and listen to both of these episodes in its entirety. It's just so much great information. And of course, when you're listening for the first time, I know with myself, I don't hear everything I would like to hear, so I go back and always hear something else, because I even went back myself and listened to the replay
last week, and I heard some information that I didn't hear before. And so, you know, it's just something about that, Dr. Osimiri, right? And when we do that, because
yeah.
we can always pick up on something that we missed, because we could be concentrating on, you know, a specific area that you cover or taking notes and things, and you might miss something else. That's why the replays are really important to go back and listen to as well. I want you to, if you would, to just give your contact information if they can reach out to you or email you or just whatever your preferred method might be.
Okay. My phone number is 248-773-1857. And my email is osimiri.thepowerspeaker@gmail.com. Again, that is osimiri.thepowerspeaker@gmail.com. I just want to say, Donna, I truly appreciate you. It's been, to me, I mean, you may think that I have contributed, that you also have contributed to my life, giving me the opportunity to share with your listening audience. I appreciate you, and a happy, happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much. It's just been a pleasure to host you on the show, and I certainly hope it certainly will not be your last time. Because you're invited back at any time. And
it will
everyone,
be my
thank
honor
you.
To return.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for that. And, guys, thank you so much for listening. And you guys that send messages, you call, even if you're listening for the first time, thank you so much. And, hey, welcome to the What is Etiquette Anyway family. And, of course, our loyal listeners who tune in each time we are on, we're so glad that you are part of our listening family here, What is Etiquette Anyway? Remember, if you have an etiquette question or if you have a topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know, okay? And we appreciate when you tell your friends and family about our show. Invite them to listen as well, because after all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, and we know that we can only do that one person at a time, and with your help as well. I do want to circle back, though. I just have to applaud Dr. Osimiri for the wonderful information that she blessed us with. I just certainly don't want to forget to do that, okay? Guys, and as I mentioned, please, you know, share this information. If you would, follow the show. That would be a wonderful thing if you would follow our show and then share it with your friends and your family members. We certainly do appreciate that as well. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. And stay tuned over the next couple of weeks. We're going to be highlighting some of our talented teens and youth. And, you know, oftentimes our youth really don't get the credit they deserve. Oftentimes in the news, you know, we hear so much negativity surrounding our children and our youth. And so we always want to change that. And so we're going to be highlighting some of our youth and teens. They're doing wonderful things. We have one young lady, you may have heard her commercial, that her goal and dream was to actually become a published author by the time she graduated high school. And she was able to do that in May. And she will be certainly one of the ones that will be joining us as well. And so so I want you to certainly stay tuned for that. And if you have any youth, which I'm sure you do and know, you know, have them reach out as well, because we'll be glad to spotlight them as well, okay? And thank you so much for that. We certainly do appreciate that as well. All right, again, we want you to remember, as we remind you every week, please initiate an act of kindness this week. And I bet we can initiate acts of kindness on a daily basis. It's just being kind and courteous, and it's, you know, it's free
to, you know, give someone a smile, ask if you can help or hold the door open or let them turn if they're signaling in front of you. It's just so many different, you know, acts of kindness. And sometimes people might think, well, that was just a little thing. Well, it could have been a little thing that you did, but it oftentimes it means a lot, okay? So don't underestimate the power of kindness, okay? Thanks again so much for joining us this evening. Good night, take care, and God bless.
Are you a kind person? When was the last time you initiated an act of kindness? Did you know that genuine kindness is being nice to someone without expecting anything in return? When you are kind to others, it helps to make someone's day, and you will feel good about it also. Use the Kindness is Contagious Journal by Donna Paige Riley to track kind deeds. Or you can use the 120-page blank line journal for whatever you'd like. Go to Amazon.com, type in Kindness is Contagious by Donna Paige Riley to secure your copy today. That's Amazon.com. Type in Kindness is Contagious by Donna Paige Riley and secure your copy today. You will see that kindness is contagious.
Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.